Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples, our guest, first hour. Jimmy Akin, second hour. That is a world-class lineup. That's two of the top four defenders of the Catholic faith in the world right now. And one of the others, both of the others are popes. So that's not really true. I'm sure there are others as well in many other languages, but certainly in the English language. Tim, you're having a great day if you got Jimmy and Tim with you. Open forum. Ask anything you want. 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. And I will not be giving out that number very much. So I'm going to say it one more time and then I'll explain why I'm not giving it out. 888-318-7884. Call with any question about the Catholic faith. The reason I'm not giving it out is that we are, or at least I won't be giving it out again for quite a while, is that we are in the second day of our three-day pledge drive. And this pledge drive, we just do it 3 days every 3 months, and we just take a few minutes each hour to ask you for your support, and that funds all of our operations for the next 3 months. That's what we are in the middle of right now, and that number is 888-291-8000. We're going to go to the phones. We're going to take the calls just like we always do, but we're going to come to you and ask you to support Catholic Answers by calling 888-291-8000 and making a pledge of any amount. And what's our match? Do we have a match this hour?
We have a $15,000 match.
Right. Okay. That means?
That means there's pressure on Tim and Cy. That's what it means. it means we're blessed.
We are blessed. That means that we have a very generous donor who has agreed to match any donation up to $15,000. So you call right now, you make a $15,000 pledge. Well, first of all, thanks if you do. Second of all, it gets matched all the way up to $15,000. Maybe you want to make a $5 pledge. That gets matched. It's $10. $10 becomes $20. $25 becomes $50. $50 becomes $100, and so on, all the way up to $15,000. 888-291-8000. And if you call now, you'll be the first one today. 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Amen. You know what? Yesterday was a tale of 2 hours. The first hour, my goodness, we got the match. We were rocking. It was flying. And then the second, Tim Staples had to be carted off to the emergency room afterwards.
It was awful. We had to bring the ambulance in here. It was terrible.
It was right till the last minute. But I want to start by saying thank you to everybody who gave yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it was a very good first day. But folks, we really need your help. We have a long way to go. Our goal, 15,000 first hour, or 30,000, I should say.
Yep.
Our goal is 30,000. Can we do it, Cy?
Well, I think we can, especially because we start off with a $15,000. There's the first call. Okay, great.
There it
now
is.
We're getting going. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to explain to folks that, as I said yesterday, that we start this drive in a deficit because, you know, I mentioned we lose a certain percentage of donors for various reasons. They die, they move away, they don't have the radio broadcast anymore. There are various reasons. Yesterday was our catch-up day, Cy. We caught up. Today, we're going to rock it forward. And folks, we really do need your help. And so let's right from the start, folks. Don't wait. Get on the phone at 888-291-8000. Folks, this is so important. This is how we do what we do. If you don't call, we don't do what we do. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Very simple.
And I'll tell you how you can help us. If you've been blessed by Catholic Answers, it's time to give back. And this is the best way to do it. Give a monthly donation. That's the key to a healthy Catholic Answers. That $10 a month gift, that $15, $25 a month gift, that is our bread and butter. That's how we know we have money coming in. We can step out in faith and do new apostolic ventures like the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics that we're so excited about that is finally not just up and running, it is thriving, folks. And we have, I would say about 94 more courses we'd like to do.
Yeah.
Roughly speaking.
Well, a good start then, 94.
And we want to do so much more by way of radio as well. But we need your help. In a sense, you're going to tell us today what we can do. right. at Catholic Answers. So folks, I need you to pick up the phone right now. Give that monthly gift, but folks, if you can do a one-time gift for $10, $20, we love you. It is all of us together as a family. This is what makes Catholic Answers work. And remember, you can go anytime to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's going to go to the same kitty. Or again, call 888-291-8000. Folks, if you could read just a few of the testimonies of folks that we get here on a daily basis of lives changed, I guarantee you we wouldn't have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 open lines right now. They would all be filled because people hear the word of God here unabashedly. We do not compromise. We do not pull punches. We proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. We tell you this is what the Catholic Church teaches. And we will tell you when we give you our opinions as well. But you are going to get the gospel here from Catholic Answers. And as St. Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the power unto salvation. It's not Tim Staples' personality or Cy Kellett's personality or Jimmy Akin or Carlo or Trent or anybody else. It is the gospel. St. Paul put it this way, as much as it is in me, I am prepared to preach the gospel to those who are at Rome, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all those who believe. That's what we're about, salvation, folks. 888-291-8000.
$15,000 match. Going to go to the phones and do what we usually do, open forum today with Tim first hour, Jimmy second hour. The number 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's make sure we don't leave any of that $15,000 dollar for dollar match on the table. Tim said he'd like our bread and butter really is the monthly donor. Every donation is extremely helpful, but we can plan, you know, because if we know what's coming. And so yeah. I just wanted to, before I go to the phones, that you know the three different giving levels that we're able to give you something back because publishers and whatnot have given us the opportunity to do that. First of all, at the $18 a month level, if you can give $18 a month or more, you know, 18, 20, 25, whatever, we can send you Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart, a beautiful new book from Father Thomas Daly. And we can send you Mike Aquilina's brand new book. And you know, Mike Aquilina is one of the great writers of Catholic history writing today. He has a beautiful book called St. Joseph and His World. I was reading in it today, and it's just beautiful, all the stuff that scholarship can tell us now about St. Joseph and his world, as well as the scripture can tell us. Scott Hahn wrote the foreword to that. If you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more, we'll send you both of those books. If you can do $45 a month or more, we're going to add Tim's course, the full course, all the DVDs, book, everything. It all comes to you. Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture, our Catholic Answers School of Apologetics course in hard copy, in your hands, you can have it. And then if you are one of those people who can go up to the $84 a month level, you can get both of those, but you'll also become a member of the President's Club, and there's all kinds of cool benefits. I'm sorry there's not a secret decoder ring, but there's other things, like you get a full year of Catholic Answers magazine. You get everything that we publish in a year if you want it. You just got to tell us which ones you want, and we send you whatever you want if you're in the President's Club. You get free access to an apologist who can help you or your family, all that. So that's at the President's Club level, $84 a month. 888-291-8000.
Last thing real quick. I know we're going to get to the phones. Can't wait.
Here we go.
But some folks get intimidated by the, you know, when I said yesterday that my course is 54 lessons, some go, oh my goodness, I don't have that kind of time to do 54 lessons. I want you to know, folks, in all the courses, my course, the lessons are very short. I have some that are 7 minutes is the shortest. The longest are 15, 16 minutes. So, and you've got a study guide, you've got everything basically written out for you in the book that comes along with it. So folks, what was the monthly gift to get that?
$45 a month.
$45 a month.
Yeah.
Folks, I believe there are a whole lot of folks that can give $45 a month right now, and you will get that course.
And when you pledge a monthly pledge, your entire pledge for the whole year is matched immediately for us. So you don't have to worry about that. It's all matched immediately for us. Nick, let's start on line three with Alex in Santa Maria, California, watching on YouTube Live. Alex, go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Hi.
Hi, Alex.
I was wondering, when we receive our Blessed Lord and the Eucharist, do we receive his body as it was on Calvary, or do we receive his body in his glorified state?
Great question. And the answer is we receive Jesus in his glorified state. But a little addendum there, as St. Thomas Aquinas teaches, when Jesus said the first Mass, he delivered the Blessed Sacrament into his, when he confected the Eucharist, he was holding himself in his own hands, not in his glorified form, but in his pre-glorification form. Just a little bit of Catholic trivia that is not trivial.
No.
But, you know, we receive Jesus as he is now, his living flesh, as Hebrews chapter 10, I believe it's verse 19 says, we enter into the Holy of Holies by a new and living way, that is through his flesh, his living resurrected flesh. And that is an excellent question, folks. And let me tell you, today I was catching up on emails, Cy. Uh-huh. And really, we got to catch up on everything, even some pre-Christmas emails that came in during the Christmas time. You know, we're on vacations and stuff, and we get a little piled up. And I got to tell you, folks, some of the questions were just so good. You know, deep questions. Some, man, yeah, I had to do a little homework to answer, you know?
Yeah.
I answer a lot of questions, you know, because I just know them off the top of my head. But, you know, we have a sophisticated audience today. I argue much more than when I first started back in 1994, 27 years ago. And one of the reasons for that is the proliferation of Catholic radio. You know, Catholic apostolates around the world that are bringing the gospel, and in particular, the apologetics ministries. And let me tell you, it was Carl Keating, Patrick Madrid, Jimmy Akin, the real pioneers here at Catholic Answers that have been the spearhead. And we are seeing now the fruits of all of their labors and more, with really an explosion in numbers of Catholics, converts, ministers galore. Oh my goodness, Cy, I was just thinking about a young pastor I talked to not long, just a few years ago, had lunch right down the street here with his wife. And in the middle of our conversation, he burst into tears. He had been listening to us on the radio, had called in a couple of times and started looking at our stuff, reading our stuff. And I ended up going to lunch with him, and I was talking to him about the Blessed Mother, and he burst into tears. And I thought, oh my goodness, what did I say? And he looked at me with a tear streaming down his cheek, and he said, oh my Lord, Tim, this stuff is real. What am I going to do?
Oh, right? Wow.
And he is a Catholic today.
Yeah.
Lost his ministry, but he's now working in a philanthropic organization, and he's doing well. Folks, that's just priceless. That's what we do. We have people that happen upon the radio show like that. An Assembly of God pastor, friend of mine up in Northern California, happened upon the show, started listening, got addicted, and he is a Catholic today as well, and a dear friend. Folks, that's what you are supporting. When you pick up the phone right now and call 888-291-8000, that's 888-291-8000, that's what you're supporting. But I have to tell you, we're off to a bit of a slow start, all right? Folks, don't wait, all right? Don't wait, because you're starting to get my blood pressure up here, all right? Don't wait. Pick up that phone now, because every dollar you give now is going to be doubled. Can we get that $5,000 giver to double right now at 888-291-8000? And can we get that $10 donation right now, because it becomes $20? And then I want that $25 a month gift. And you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com to do that, or you can call 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. We have a $15,000 match this hour, and I think we're down to only There's only 14,000 of it left, so we better come. Well, that tells you where we are a little bit. 888-291-8000. We trust, though. Lots of trust here and lots of gratitude for everybody who is giving. So let's go. Let's do another question. Let's go to Joan in Flemington, New Jersey, listening on the Ave Maria radio app. Very cool, Joan. Good to have you. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yes, and it's actually, I asked my five-year-old if she had any questions tonight, and she said, why does Jesus need the church?
Oh. She's a five-year-old?
That's a great question.
Wow.
And you know what? You can tell your daughter, Jesus doesn't need the church in the sense of, you know, he's just going to be lost without us, but it's God's will, the disposition of God, and the will of Jesus Christ to establish the church and to communicate his love and grace to the world through the church. Now, in a qualified sense, we can say, because of that fact, there's a sense in which, yes, he does need us. Why? Because we are his hands and feet extended into the world. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, St. Paul describes the church. He says, the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all. That means that the church is the body of Christ, Jesus Christ extended into this world. We are his hands and feet. So in that sense, the church is necessary for salvation because that is the will of God. You know what? Jesus could do this a lot better than this knucklehead Tim Staples right now. He could come down here. He could explain the Catholic faith.
Right, right.
You think he could do a little better, Si? How about immeasurably better, right? He could, but he loves. And tell your child, Jesus loves to use the members of his body to bless one another so that in so doing, we experience more of his love and his life. You know what, Si? And thank you, Joan, so much for calling. But sometimes it's the five-year-olds that ask the most profound questions.
Right, yeah. Joan, thanks. I got to give out the number again and let people know where we are. About half the lines open right now. Everybody who's there answering the phones is one of our coworkers here at Catholic Answers. During these pledge drives, they take a couple hours and just sit by the phone and answer the phone. So if you want to say hello to them, ask them about what goes on here, you can do that. Or if you want to just say to them, hey, I got to do this quickly. Can you get me done? They can get you in and out in about 90 seconds. That number is 888-291-8000. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match, 888-291-8000. It also goes to the match if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you head over on the website, it's optimized for your phone as well, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can do it yourself very, very quickly, and it all goes to the same place. All gets matched up to $15,000. I just want to remind folks before I go back for another call, there are three different levels of giving, monthly giving, that we're able to give you a gift. We want to send you Mike Aquilina's brand new book with a foreword by Scott Hahn called St. Joseph and His World, a perfect book for this year.
Yes.
Behold This Heart, also by Father Thomas Daly. It's about St. Francis de Sales and devotion to the Sacred Heart, one of the great saints of all time, St. Francis de Sales. We can send you both of those books, not one or the other, both, if you're able to make an $18 a month pledge or more. We can add Tim's course, and you're getting the course. You're getting the physical object, Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture. Beautifully produced course. Really, it's just a physically beautiful object. I mean, I think the video people here did a magnificent job on it. You can get that if you can pledge $45 a month or more. And if you can go to $84 a month, you're a member of our President's Club. Anyone who can pledge $84 a month or make a one-time pledge of $1,000, you're a member of the President's Club, and then you get all that stuff. But you also get a free one-year, not free, I mean, we give you a one-year subscription to Catholic Answers Magazine. You get access to an apologist here who's dedicated for the President's Club. You get any book that we publish that year if you want it, any DVD we make, anything. And then you get deals on stuff like the School of Apologetics and all that. That's at $84 a month. 888-318-7884.
We have a line open. Oh. We have two open.
One. We're down to one. Okay.
All right. Come on. Somebody call.
All right. I got to tell you, too, I have to do an update for the Canadians because it was like 1,000 people from Canada called yesterday.
Yes.
And but I said, there's not that many people giving from Canada, but you know, all the Canadians, I was just teasing. But look, Saskatchewan pledges yesterday. One pledge from Saskatchewan, two pledges from Ontario. One pledge from Alberta, one pledge from Quebec yesterday. So thank you, Canada, coming through. If you want to do it real easy in Canada, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. As a matter of fact, you can do it around the world on CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And we're noticing Scotland, one donor from Scotland, but that's the best we've ever done in Scotland. 888-291-8000 is the number. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you go safe and secure online. And our next question comes from Joseph in West Virginia, listening on Catholic.com. Glad to have you, Joseph. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Si. Thank you for all that you do. I'd like to add a quick brag on to my question. My parish currently has a Capuchin friar giving a pre-Lenten retreat at our parish this week, which has been great. And that has prompted my fiance. He's talking to us about Saint Padre Pio and Blessed Solanus Casey.
Oh, beautiful.
And that prompted my... Sorry?
No, I just thought it's beautiful. I love both of those guys. Solanus Casey, I don't think enough people know about him. But okay, so go ahead. It prompted
No, they don't. I didn't. But yeah. So that prompted my fiance to look into the patron saint of nightmares, because as long as she can believe, as long as she can remember, she has had some just vivid and very disturbing nightmares.
Right.
She found Archangel Raphael, and I was wondering if you had any other suggestions for her of how she might approach this.
Yes, that is, Saint Raphael is a powerful intercessor, absolutely. And thank God that we have this great gift of the communion of saints. But we have to understand that, Joseph, you're not going to eliminate all nightmares, because some, we are told, are simply matters of biology, you know, that our brain uses dreams as well as nightmares as kind of a way to vent to vent off steam. So sometimes it really is just a matter of nature, but at the same time, they can also be of demonic origin. God uses dreams. Saint Joseph, right? When the angel, as you know, my brother, in Matthew chapter 1, tells Saint Joseph, fear not to take Mary, your wife, he was dreaming. I mean, that it's a powerful way that God communicates to us. And so obviously the devil is going to mimic. He's going to use that same avenue. And he has access through our imagination. And so that's how he can get in. And that's how he can, in fact, cause nightmares. And so what I recommend is not only the communion of saints, praying to saints, of course, the Blessed Mother, our advocate, but I recommend in general what Saint Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. This is a powerful antidote for those dreams that are brought on in an unhealthy way, and even by a demonic source. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Right? And then in verse 6, he says, and let be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And then notice the end here. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. One of the most powerful ways, antidotes for nightmares, is to put good stuff in your mind. A lot of times, nightmares are rooted in bad stuff we've seen or done. That can be the devil's avenue into our minds. I know that's been the case for me with nightmares. I could tell you some that would curl your hair there, brother, but I can't do that over the air. And I've known that that was demonic when I wake up And I have realized in my own life that I need to meditate on the Word of God day and night. As Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from thee, but thou shalt be careful to meditate therein day and night," right? "And then shalt thou," I'm skipping a little bit, then shalt thou make thy way prosperous and have good success. Notice, it's by meditating on the Word of God. I'm telling you, brother, that is an antidote that is underused. And not only will it help you in your thoughts and to get rid of nightmares, but it'll transform your life because the Word of God heals, right? Psalm 107:20 says he sent his word and it healed them, right? The word heals. He says to the apostles in John 15:3, says Jesus, "You have been made clean because you've received my word." God bless you, brother. Thanks for your call. Folks, we need your help to be able to continue to give good answers like that one to a world in need. Please call 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Big day here. Tim Staples, first hour, second hour, Jimmy Akin, open forum, both hours. You're welcome to call with your questions. 888-31-TRUTH is the number to call if you've got a question, 888-31-TRUTH. But we're not giving out that number that much because we got a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Not used up. We need help to get there. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. Whether it's a one-time gift of $1 or a monthly gift of $1 million a month. All right. Whatever it is, we need it now. 888-291. If there's somebody happy to take your call, whatever the amount, whatever the frequency, 888-291-8000. Or you can do it yourself if you'd like, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Still looking for a bunch of recurring gifts. If we can get those recurring gifts, it really makes a big difference towards using up the $15,000 match because what you pledge is matched for the year. It's not matched just for the first month of the pledge. So if you can make that $18 a month pledge, we're going to send you the two books, Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart, and St. Joseph and His World, the new book from Mike Aquilina. If you can do $45 a month or more, we're going to send you those two books, but you're also going to get Tim's entire course for the School of Apologetics, Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture. You get the DVDs, you get the book, the workbook, you get it's all there. That's for if you can pledge $45 a month or more. If you are one of those especially blessed people who can make a one-time gift of $1,000, or if you can pledge $84 a month or more, you also become a member of our President's Club. So in addition to those things, you get the one-year subscription to Catholic Answers magazine. You get invited to our annual retreat called the Founders Circle Weekend. You get access to an apologist who is set aside for Presidents and Founders Club members. And you get a bunch of other stuff. You can have anything that we publish during the course of that year. You just ask for it. We send it to you for free. That's at $84 a month. More than half of our lines open now. All of our colleagues waiting on the line, 888-291-8000.
I'm sorry. That's 888-291-8000. And we don't have the match yet, folks. And we've got a long way to go to get to our hour goal of 17. And we have 17,000 more to get to our $30,000 goal. So, folks, please, we need you. We need you. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 open lines, folks. Please give us a call at 888-291-8000 or go to Catholic Answers Radio. com. My friends, I will guarantee you this. This broadcast has brought more souls to Jesus Christ. I would, you know, we'll never know this side of the veil.
Sure.
The,
right.
The numbers, and, you know, we can't say, oh, we've done more than everybody else. But what I can tell you as one who's been here 16 plus years, I can't believe it's been that long, but 16 plus years, the numbers of souls, folks, I mentioned earlier, pastors, people in depression happening upon the radio broadcast and come and they hear like Trent Horn talking about God and demonstrating the existence of God, and they're blown away and they get addicted. And that's the key, right? Folks get addicted. And before you know it, at least before COVID, they're knocking on our door asking for a tour. I've taken many folks on tours around this building that have come to Jesus Christ in his church because of this radio broadcast. Folks, that's priceless, but we need you to call now because now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 open lines for you to call. Make it happen, folks. We want to meet the match, but we want to go beyond. We got to get $17,000 more. We've got to make our goal, our hourly goal. Can you help us, folks? 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've got a $15,000 match this hour. We've got a $30,000 goal in order to be fully funded. And I'll just say it again because we got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend. And I just want to give you a sense of proportion of the amount of money this takes. What we need to raise in the 3 days of this pledge drive that we're in now is the equivalent of 2 seconds of a Super Bowl commercial. Yes. And that can fully fund us to reach hundreds of thousands, millions of people over the coming months around the world with the message of Jesus and his church. 2 seconds, and we're fully funded to do all of that. We can't do it without you, though. We need your help. Whether it's $1, $5, $10, or $1,000, it all helps. It's all matched up to $15,000 this hour, 888-291-8000. All right, enough of that. Well, back to the phones. Let's see. Who's up next? We got Theodore right here in California listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Go ahead, Theodore.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Si. I called last week. But I have another question, and also I didn't know today was your fundraising, so I'd like to contribute as well.
All right.
My question is...
We can do both.
Yeah, we can. Go ahead. Give me your credit card number right now. No one's listening, Theodore.
Yeah, right.
No, we better do that in a different line, but go ahead with your question for Tim.
Okay, sure. My question is twofold. It's concerned with the Sacrament of Holy Orders.
Yes.
My belief is the Catechism states that the Sacrament of Holy Orders is an indelible mark administered by the bishop, laying on the hands of a soul that is in a state of grace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an indelible mark. The first part is an indelible mark is that of which cannot be canceled. How is it a priest can have his sacrament revoked? And then the second part, if there's an annulment that takes place, that is revoking, meaning that my understanding is the sacrament would be invalid. Are any sacraments administered in the past and now as well?
Right. Great question, my brother. And the bottom line is there are three sacraments that, and by the way, it's not the bishop who puts the indelible mark, but it's Jesus. But you're right, my brother, through the laying on of hands of the bishop, that mark is placed on the soul. And it's true, there are three sacraments that communicate indelible marks: baptism, confirmation, and holy orders. And there is no power on this earth or no preternatural power that can erase that indelible mark. And so there's a sense in which we say, once a Catholic, always a Catholic. That's true. You have an indelible mark on your soul from the moment you are baptized. And when you're confirmed, those graces of baptism are increased and perfected, but you can fall away, you can commit a mortal sin, cut yourself off from sanctifying grace, you can even go to hell, but that indelible mark will still be there. Now, that indelible mark can work for you if you cooperate with the graces that are given through that great sacrament, whichever of the three we're talking about, and you'll go to a higher place in heaven. But as Lumen Gentium 14 says, we Catholics will be judged more severe if we don't persevere because of our Lord's principle in Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much is required. So we will go to a lower place in hell if we don't cooperate with these great gifts. Now, specific to your question, though, with the priest receives an indelible mark, and therefore, once a priest, always a priest. Now, a priest has to have faculties from a bishop and be incarnated into a diocese or, you know, in a religious order. He needs those faculties in order to function licitly in the church when it comes to saying Mass, for example. Now, some of the ministries a priest does would be invalid without those faculties, like marriage, witnessing a marriage, those, and hearing confessions. They must have faculties from the bishop, otherwise those sacraments are invalid. That's an extremely important point. But whether the priest is in a state of grace or not, that is not determinative of his priesthood. He is a priest forever. Even if he goes to hell, he will still have that mark. And here's another little interesting point. Even a priest who has been laicized, if he has been validly ordained and he's laicized, he still has the power to say Mass. And in fact, according to the Code of Canon Law, in the case of the danger of death, he's actually permitted to licitly give sacraments to the dying. So that just gives you a sense, my brother, of the power of that indelible mark. But the final thing I'll say is the powers of the sacraments, as far as how they contribute via sanctification and sanctifying grace to our final end, which is heaven, is determined by our cooperation. That's a key principle in Catholic theology, and that's what you see in sacred scripture. Jesus, you know, think of his sacrifice in First John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, right? Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of the whole world. That's talking about how his sacrifice is infinitely efficacious to take away the sins of a theoretically infinite number of worlds, right? That's the power of his death and resurrection. That's the power of the sacraments that he gives to us. But they are effectual only when we cooperate with them. And that's the key, my brother. Thanks so much for your call. And folks, this is why you need to call. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, Cy. We need, in this age of ours, we live in it. Let's face it, it's an era of much confusion, much darkness, and not just in the United States, but around the world, confusion, chaos. We have Catholicism being maligned, caricatured, misrepresented constantly in the popular media, all over the place. We need the clarity of the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ spoken, and you get it right here, guaranteed at Catholic Answers, folks. So please, would you join with us? Because every one of you that gives to help us to communicate the gospel, the fullness of the gospel, I must emphasize, that we alone possess as Catholics. You really do participate in each and every of our apostolic labors. So folks, right now, this is a deal. Your gift is going to be doubled right now. So folks, that $5 gift, call, it becomes 10. The $20 gift becomes 40. That $100 gift becomes $200. What a deal. So call, folks, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com as well.
888-291-8000. Appreciate all the support. I was just looking through the donors, Tim, to see how Canada's doing. I don't know why I'm all over Canada this time. And I got to thank Ron from Ontario. But this is the first time I've seen this, so I thought I'd share it with you. A gentleman named Matthew, very generous gift, Bangalore, India.
Wow.
Yeah, Bangalore, India.
Praise God.
First time we've got a donation from Bangalore. So you just started it off, Matthew. Maybe make it a trend. Go around to all your neighbors, tell them they can donate. But just want to let people know, all around the world, people do appreciate Catholic Answers. They go on CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Right? Just in the last few minutes, donations from places as far away as Bangalore, India, and Ontario, Canada. We'll be right back after this break.
Hang on, we'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. We're almost halfway through our February pledge drive. It's the only time we'll come to you in the next 3 months to ask you for your support. That's how it works around here. We don't have a big, giant stack of gold. We just go take some bricks out. We have to ask you to support us for the next 3 months. Thus far, it's always worked out. When you get sick of us, I guess we'll have to find something else to do. But right now, we're very, very grateful. Kathy from Kansas just became a President's Club member listening to the show.
Praise God.
She said, let's put it this way, Tim motivated her. So Nathan from North Carolina, excuse me, $417 a month. You know what that comes out to?
How much?
$5,000 over the course of a year.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
That means he's a Founders Circle member now.
Wow.
He's in the Founders Circle.
Praise God. That is beautiful.
Mary from Texas, thank you for giving me the greatest gift of all, Catholic friends. God bless you all.
Thank you, Mary.
I'll read some of what Mark wrote. It's kind of long, Mark, but I'm going to try to get it in. Mark just gave, and he said, hi, everyone. When Catholic Answers is live, we don't have time to listen because we're listening from the Netherlands.
Wow.
But you have given us so much joy, and we want to donate in return for all you do. We got baptized on June 1st, 2020, and have been studying and learning so much from you. I have bought a lot of stuff from Tim Staples in your store, and my wife absolutely loves Jimmy Akin, who can also expect a donation to his mysterious world show. It's a joy to hear Cy. Listen to this. This is the best part of this whole thing. Who is such a professional, mixing serious topics with enthusiasm, humor, and joy. Carlo impresses me every time how well he can explain philosophical topics. I could go on and on, but the point is, you make us happy. Keep doing that. Thank you so much, Mark. And your bride, whose name I don't have here, from the Netherlands, thank you for your donation and for your support.
Add another country to the list.
I know it's been a lot of countries in the last 2 days. It's really cool. Thanks so much. 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to Catholic Answers Radio. Got a long way to go to be fully funded this hour, you know, to hit the goal we have for this hour. But we got 15 minutes left. So in those 15 minutes, if it's, you know,
we need 12,000, man.
12,000. So it's less than 1,000 a minute, Tim. It's less than 1,000 a minute.
That's making me nervous.
Come on. In Bangalore with that kind of money. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The only cure, there was two cures for Tim's nervousness. One, just give him the money. Two, ask him a question. It'll get him busy doing something else. So let's go to Aiden in, I'm going to say this wrong because I don't know how they say it in Kentucky, but I'm going to say Berlinger, Kentucky, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Is that, did I get it near to correct, Aiden?
Yeah, you did. You're pretty close.
Okay, good. All right. Great. Well, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Okay, so I'm 15. I'm going through RCIA, and there's a candidate there who's an ex-Baptist, and he says the Eucharist is just a symbol. And I've heard time and again, I know it's not a symbol, but he says that it would be demonic to think that it's actually his flesh and blood and that it's just cannibalism. So, like, how are we supposed to respond if he says it is cannibalism?
Right. Well, first of all, Aiden, the Word of God is powerful. So you just say, you know what? We Catholics, and you're on your way, brother, we Catholics simply believe Jesus' words. In John 6:53, I know it's disturbing, but he said it. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And what's amazing about that is he was responding to the Jewish multitudes who were asking the question, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Because he just said he was going to do that. And so they go, how can this be? And his response was, oh, I'm just speaking symbolically. Oh, no, no, no. He didn't say that, did he? He said, truly, truly, imagine this. They were like your friend thinking, there's no way. He can't give us his flesh to eat. That's crazy. He knows they're thinking that. And his response to them is, amen, amen, I say to you. In other words, you got it, you got it. So be it, so be it. You usually end with amen. He starts with it. So be it, amen, amen, you got it, unless you eat the flesh, Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Two verses down, my flesh is real food, my blood is real drink, and he repeats it over and over. And St. Paul obviously got the memo, because in 1 Corinthians 10:15, St. Paul says, the bread which we break, is it not a partaking of the body of the Lord? And the cup which we bless, he calls it the cup of blessing, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not a partaking in the blood of Christ? There are a lot of doctrines we would like to have that plain in sacred scripture, but it really is. And I'll tell you something else, brother, that really helped me is from day one when the apostles died and even before they died, Christians unanimously believed in the Eucharist. Even the early heretics like the Nestorians and the Eutychians, as they're called, from the 5th century and more, believed in the Eucharist. In fact, you don't have a denial until the time of the Reformation. Now you have Berengarius in the 11th century and a few like that who were quickly pounced upon. But this is a truth that truly is the faith of our fathers. You stand firm, brother. We've got lots of helps for you at Catholic.com. We have literally tens of thousands of free stuff you can download. You go to our website and type in Eucharist, and you're going to get an onslaught. And folks, you know what? This is why we need you to call. We got to get $10,000 in these last 12 minutes. Actually, less than that, right? 11 minutes, $10,000 in 11 minutes, folks. If you want us to continue to be able to help Aiden and to help all these brothers and sisters who you have heard call in and get answers to their questions, you can help us right now. Make it happen for the next 3 months, right? Make it happen.
That's right.
Call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And you can become partners with us.
We do want to send you some thank you gifts, some of these from our own stores here, some from publishers who have given them to us to make available to you to say thank you for your pledge of support. As Tim has said, and I don't think we ever tire of saying, really that monthly pledge gives us so much confidence here. First of all, we're not allowed to do anything around here unless Phil says it's okay, all right? And Phil's the director of finance around here. And so it makes Phil feel better if he knows we've got this much coming in next month and the month after. You have a baseline, basically. And so you become a partner with us in month by month, making sure that baseline is there so we can do the things we need to do. So if you can make a monthly pledge of $18 a month right now, We want to send you Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales, and the Devotion to the Sacred Heart by Father Thomas Daly. This is a brand new and beautiful book on St. Francis de Sales, one of the best St. Francis's we've got, one of the top, I'll put them in the top two St. Francis's. And we'd love to give you that book, but we'll also send you St. Joseph and His World, a book about St. Joseph, clearly, but using a lot of modern scholarship and archaeology to tell us what the world that Joseph came into. You'll be amazed, even if you just learn about Nazareth in here. What was it like to live in Nazareth? You're going to know so much more about St. Joseph in this year of St. Joseph. That's a book from Mike Aquilina. That's at $18 a month. Could you do $45 a month? If you could do $45 a month, we'll send you both of those, but we'll also send you Tim's course, Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture. And when I say Tim's course, I mean a course like a college course. It's part of our School of Apologetics.
It's not like a college course. It is a college course.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's how much like it is.
It's college level. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's just, well, I guess I was thinking you don't have to sit in a classroom. You know, you do
that's
it at
right.
home. But I guess that's how
right.
college is now anyway. So you don't go to a classroom.
That's right.
$45 a month or more, we'll send you that. And if you could make a pledge of $84 a month, we can send you all that. And we'd love you to be a member of our President's Club. At $84 a month, you become a member of the President's Club and you're entitled to anything we publish during that year that you're a member. And you're entitled to a year of Catholic Answers magazine and a whole bunch of other benefits that you can find on our website. Just put in President's Catholic Answers President's Club in your Googler and you'll find it. 888-291-8000.
And we have right now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines open. Folks, we need your help. We come to you every day. We ask you 4 times a year. We need your help, folks. Call 888-291-8000. There are some folks right now, you've thought about it the last time we did a drive, and you're thinking about it this time. It's time to get off the chair, go to the phone, and dial 888-291-8000. You will be so glad you did. Give that $45 a month. We will send you all these gifts. And then I want to hear from you. Those of you that take my course, Evidence for the Church, I want to hear your questions. I want to hear your comments after you go through all 54 lessons. I answer about every question you can imagine, my friend, when it comes to the church in Scripture. So again, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can do it. You don't have to worry about full lines, but we don't have full lines right now. We've got one, two. Hey, wait, two lines open. 888-291-8000. Folks, we need $9,000 in the next 8 minutes.
Here's why when you give, first of all, why we're so grateful, but why it means so much to people you will never meet.
Catholic Answers has helped me gain a deeper, more solid understanding of my Catholic faith. It's given me more confidence to share our Catholic beliefs with both Catholics and non-Catholics alike, and it really helped set my faith afire. I don't know where I would be today in my faith journey without Catholic Answers, and I recommend it to all those I know that are looking to deepen their faith.
Abby, thank you so much for that. We're in the midst of, we're minutes away from ending the first half of our quarterly pledge drive. Jimmy will be here next hour, and we're still going to answer lots of questions. So if you're on the line, don't go anywhere. Stay on the line. We're going to get to a whole bunch of questions. But the pledge drive, despite the fact that we continue to do our regular work, we've thus far been able to be funded each 3 months from it. And we know what we need to do each hour. As Tim was saying, we're about 9,000 away right now, but lots of folks on the line. Lines continue to keep opening up. There are three lines now. And when you call, say hello, let them know who you are, ask who they are, what they do here, because they're our colleagues. 888-291-8000 is the number. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is the place to go and do it yourself. But the main thing is, once we get done asking tomorrow, it'll be the last time we ask you for 3 months. We won't bother you again. We'll make it through on whatever comes in, but we need your help right now. 888-291-8000.
Can I make a suggestion, folks? Because I just did this with a donation I give to St. Jude Children's Hospital. I upped my monthly gift, right? And you know why I did? Because one of them asked me to.
Oh, really?
From St. Jude's. Yeah, they asked me. They actually called on the phone and said, and there wasn't a drive or anything. They just called on the phone and I answered. And they said, hey, you know, thank you for being a supporter. And I love St. Jude's, man. They take care of kids with cancer.
Was it Danny
asking.
Thomas?
Danny Thomas called from
called
the grave.
He called
yes.
Him.
But you know what? I upped my monthly gift. Folks, Get on the phone. Maybe you're already given that $25 a month. Make it 30, make it 35, make it 50. Folks, we need your help. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Ask them about the different giving levels. They'll explain it to you if you need it explained. Maybe, as Tim said, you want to increase your pledge. You're already pledging, you want to increase it. There's gifts for you too. So just ask them, what do I need to do to get to the next giving level so that I can get that gift? 888-291-8000. Like I said, if you're on the line, stay on the line. We're going to continue with Open Forum, and all the lines will stay open while we're on this break. So now's the time to call. 888-291-8000. Thanks, Tim.
And thanks so much, all of you that have given and are giving.